Valeria stared at him for a moment, then turned away, as if ignoring Zwilt. She remarked to the old rat Deva,
"Does this fool never listen to the wisdom of his queen?"
Stung by the slight, Zwilt looked up from his sword.
"Victory and conquest are the only things that are wise."
The Sable Queen closed her eyes and waved a languid paw at her ancient confidant.
"This beast is beginning to tire me. Deva, explain our plan to him again."
Chuckling at Zwilt's humiliation, Deva outlined the plan briefly.
"There is no need for warfare. Battles are a gamble in which one side must be defeated. Redwall Abbey has never suffered defeat. The conquering tyrants and vermin hordes who have been vanquished from that abbey's walls are lost to memory. Their bones have long turned to dust. So, how do we achieve a victory over Redwall and all the country of Mossflower?"
Zwilt's dead black eyes bored into the speaker.
"Tell me."
The Sable Queen prowled down from her throne, slowly circling the tall beast. She took up the explanation.
"It's quite simple. We leave Redwall alone. They cannot fight what they do not see. The abbey and all this land is inhabited mostly by woodlanders, would you agree? Good, honest, hard-working creatures, yes?"
Zwilt nodded, allowing her to continue.
"Woodlanders with families, relatives and friends. The young ones, their babes, their kindred, are the hope of the future. The very lifeblood of peaceful creatures. They would do anything to protect their brood. Even fight. But how can they fight what is not there? The worry, the grief and sorrow at the loss of their dearest treasure. Where are their young ones? Are they alive or dead? No woodlander or abbey dweller will know until I speak to them on my terms. Give me what I want, and your families will be allowed to live. They will. Believe me, because the alternative would be too awful for them to imagine. That is my plan, Zwilt."
Returning the broadsword to his belt, the shade nodded, then paused.
"When will all this happen, Majesty?"
She moved close, whispering in his ear.
"When I think the time is right. Once we have control, I will need ravagers to enforce my will. I trust only you, my loyal commander, to help me in all things. Remember, the rewards will be great, and only we two shall share them. Now, go and do as your queen bids."
Zwilt bowed his head slightly.
"Your wish is my command."